The European tax landscape for digital assets reached a critical compliance milestone today. Following the formal enactment of implementation acts across the EU, most notably the Netherlands, crypto asset service providers, CASPs, have officially transitioned into the shadow reporting phase of the DAC8 directive. While the first legal filings are not due until January 2027, the retroactive mandate starting from January 1, 2026, means that authorities are now using the current data stream to stress test the system and build taxpayer profiles in real time. The Dutch implementation. Setting the standard, the Dutch Act implementing the DAC8 directive took full effect on April 10, 2026. Today's milestone marks the point where the Netherlands Tax Administration, DTA, and its EU counterparts begin active profiling. Mandatory data collection. CASPs are now legally required to collect and verify the tax identification number, TIN, of all EU resident users. The kill switch. Under the DAC8 Crypto Reporting 2026 framework, any user who fails to provide a verified TIN within 60 days must have their account blocked from further transactions. Non-compliance risk. In the Netherlands, intent-based non-compliance during this 2026 period can already carry fines of up to €1,100,000. Strategic alignment. OECD CARF versus EU DAC8 feature. OECD CARF standard. EU DAC8 implementation, 2026, data scope. Global crypto exchanges, all EU resident users, domestic and cross-border, reporting threshold none, zero basis, none, zero basis, account blocking discretionary mandatory 60-day, kill switch. Unhosted wallets mandatory. FMV reporting mandatory. FMV reporting the death of crypto anonymity. The DAC8 crypto reporting 2026 shadow milestone is the final nail in the coffin for privacy by default in Europe. By requiring CASPs to build profiles a full year before the first exchange, the EU is preventing the typical January scramble. For investors, the message is clear. By mid-2026, every active wallet in the EU will be tied to a verified taxpayer. The digital audit isn't coming, it's already live.